This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's an expert both on terrorism and on the Middle East. We want to get his thoughts on two major international stories today. Iran getting even more publicly defiant as the U.S. seeks to find a way to stop its nuclear program from actually producing nuclear weapons. We also want to get his reaction to Afghan President Hamid Karzai suggesting he might align forces with the Taliban. What's that all about? We'll get to it in just a moment. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Let's start briefly on Iran before we spend the bulk of our time on Afghanistan. Obviously, the U.S. has been trying for years on a multilateral effort with European nations and others to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. At this point, Iran has not admitted that it's developing nuclear weapons. But as the clock ticks closer to zero and verbal pressure from President Obama, President Sarkozy, and others gets more intense, Iran at least says publicly that it's more defiant than ever, that it's going to move forward with its nuclear agenda. What do you make of that? Is that just bluster, or does that actually motivate them to finish the job when they see the U.S. getting tough?
It does. It's number two. The Iranian regime, the Ahmadinejad faction, and his boss, of course, the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, are concerned, have been concerned about two points. One is the fact that the Obama administration, which was willing to engage them and gave them a year and few more months, now seems to be moving more seriously along with other partners in the international community, including France, but also moving to reach out to Russia and beyond. So that is an issue of concern. They feel that the circle is getting tighter around their margin of maneuver. On the other hand, the Chinese position, which has not clarified yet, but at least has made one position, that is, it is willing to discuss sanctions. It has not decided sanctions. All of that constitutes some sort of additional pressure on the regime. So the regime reacts by talking about determination, because they do have a domestic crisis, a domestic market. People who, if they feel that the regime is encircled, could, on the inside, such as the Green Movement, such as the minorities, such as the reformists, rise further. So it is a very much expected reaction by an Iranian regime, increasingly under international and U.S. pressure.
Is there anything that Obama has said that you think particularly worries Iran at this point, or is it just the ratcheting up to a level that at some point could really cause it concern?
Actually, it's not really additional statements made by the president or by the Secretary of State, in as much as the reactions by others, by the French, by the European, the not-so-secret endorsement by the many players in the Arab moderate world. And, of course, the position by the Russians, as I said, and the Chinese, all of that is considered that it is a sort of a success for the U.S. position, although a late success by our prism. Nevertheless, in Tehran, they consider this as an advanced position, so they need to gain as much time. And answering your first question, yes, that would push them to achieve in the shorter period of time as much as they can.
Last question on Iran. We've heard all different sorts of theories on this, Dr. Faris. Some say the only thing that's going to stop them at this point, crippling economic sanctions, mainly refined oil coming back into Iran, being cut off to the point where they'd have to stop. Or maybe it's only an Israeli airstrike against key facilities that's going to work. Others say you have to empower the reformist movement there. Others say that they don't have enough time to do that. What do you see as the smartest realistic strategy?
It is a combination of all these efforts. Some of these efforts have to move quick and fast. That would be the crippling sanctions, including mostly the most successful one, the gasoline crippling sanctions, and that could work very fast. And it has support, a bipartisan support in the United States, some sort of a beginning of a European support, and it would not be seen as that much damaging, internationally speaking, by the other partners. Number two, there is no doubt about it that the long-term, medium-term, though, one would say, support to the Green Movement or the reformist movement, although it may take years to develop a democracy, we're not talking about that. We're talking about pressure against this regime. I would give it a priority after the gasoline crippling sanctions. Third, when we talk about military action, that goes beyond any diplomatic effort. So that really doesn't follow a diplomatic clock. It follows either an American, international, or in this case, as you just mentioned, an Israeli clock.
We're talking with Dr. Waleed Faris. And Dr. Faris, let's talk about Afghanistan now. The president, of course, made it a surprise trip there just over a week ago. And we know that in addition to meeting with the troops, one of his goals of that trip was to get President Karzai moving in the direction he wants him to be moving. We also know that Secretary of State Clinton talked with him in a way that was pretty direct. So now we have President Karzai saying, given what he sees as heavy-handed tactics by the U.S., he thinks that we tried to fix the election against him in Afghanistan last year, that he might align with the Taliban. How are we supposed to read that?
Well, first of all, the practicality of aligning with the Taliban, the President Karzai knows, his advisors know, that the Taliban wants to remove the regime. So that is a dead end there. But the fact that he's making the statements, the way we read it, is that it is in response, probably, to U.S. additional pressures that he would do two things. Number one, he would work seriously against corruption, and that's a big battle. Number two, that he would actually also work on deploying Afghan forces in areas where these forces will have to enter action against the Taliban. And the third point is basically to have him either engage with the ex-Taliban, dissidents from the Taliban, and make sure that he will go as fast as the international community is moving, because at the end of the day, we will be withdrawing at one point from Afghanistan or redeploying out of Afghanistan. His statements are a little bit surprising, because he could, in secret diplomacy, respond to his American partners that this is not the way. The fact that those statements were made in public is, I guess, a counter pressure, meaning the U.S. Escalated the rhetoric. He escalated the rhetoric, and usually when you both escalate, you may also expect not just the crisis option, but also a reconciliation sort of an option.
Does this tell us anything about his makeup, his stability as a leader? We're obviously investing a whole lot in him and his government being able to keep whatever peace we're able to create there in the coming months.
See, Greg, that's what you and I have discussed for many, many times, many years ago. That is, who should we invest in? What should we invest in? Only a specific number of politicians and leaders, including President Karzai himself, who, of course, was one of the founders of the post-Taliban era, or actually a younger, new generation of Afghani politicians, political cadre. Remember, those who were 10 or 14 years when the Taliban collapsed are now at the age of becoming the new lieutenants and officers and teachers and soon-to-be young politicians of Afghanistan. I think the idea in the West and in Washington should be to invest in civil society as much as we can and be as firm as we can with the Taliban, so that would give them the time to come very naturally through the process. Obviously, that needs, no doubt about it, a fight against corruption. And this is where, I guess, those who within the administration in Afghanistan are involved in corruption are going to resist the move.
Last 10, 15 seconds here. Are you more skeptical or pessimistic about Afghanistan because of these comments?
I am sort of surprised that these comments were made, which means that there are advice given to President Karzai that if you do that, basically you're going to get what you want from the United States. But there is an international consensus here. It's not just an American position. International consensus, which now may also get the support of the Russians after the strikes in Moscow and elsewhere, that we need to move forward very fast in Afghanistan, and that the government in Afghanistan, which is elected, that's true, needs to move along pluralism and against corruption. And that's what I think things will go eventually, because that's what the majority of Afghanis have been voting for.
Dr. Faris, we've got to run. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Middle East expert, terrorism expert. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.